Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is changes. Time to I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, I have no idea. No. I just like kind of make noises with my mouth and hope for the best.
Absolutely. I get the changes down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then watermelon the rest.
I just want everyone to know that's listening that Sean already thought that he was better than me, but since getting a PS5, he's really stepped it up with the ego.
Here's the thing. Getting a PlayStation 5 was like being in the Wild West. No, I kid you not. I had post notifications on from restock Twitter accounts.
Okay.
And I would jump on to a restock like 30 seconds to a minute after it went up, and it would be sold out. So the fact that I got one means that I quite literally am better than you.
Okay. I literally was on Zoom the other night with Sean and some other friends, and literally we finished the trivia that we were doing. We do trivia nights on Zoom, and the trivia ends, and I'm like, who wants to play a board game? Does anyone want to play a board
Which,
game?
Which, first of all, like, we're over Zoom. Fuck off.
But, okay, excuse you. I have found ways to adapt certain games to over Zoom, okay?
Right.
You know, in panorama times, you got to do what you can.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't want to play Monopoly, but you were moving all the pieces.
I was trying to extend the fun for the evening. We were going to play a game called Blank Space, where you just fill in a word and everyone guesses a word. I personally think it's quite a lot of fun. But what happened was everyone said, oh, gotta go, except for about three people on the Zoom, to find out that those people went and started their own hangout.
Yes, yes, yes.
Playing video games without us.
Yes, that sums it up.
And it was like being in high school when you're hanging out with friends and they're like, oh, I've got to go home for dinner. And then you find out they just created a separate hangout. Like they left and then continued to hang out with each other.
Right. Well, the thing is, I was always part of that separate hangout, so.
Yeah.
And this, I don't even have my PlayStation 5 yet. It's coming on Tuesday, so just you wait. I won't even join the original Zoom.
Oh, my God. So what happened today really just put salt in the wound. Is Sean was like, oh, you know so-and-so, right? And I was like, no, who's so-and-so? And he was like, L.A. lesbian. Like, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Right.
And this used to be my lane. And now Sean is teaching me about who used to date, who hangs out with. Oh, the lesbian. He has become an L.A. lesbian.
Yeah.
With the exception of living in L.A., you have integrated yourself through gaming into the community.
Yeah, so it originally started, I'm going to name drop her here.
Oh, okay.
That Cammy is part of our trivia group. Mm. I have never met Cammy in person, but right. Cammy and her lovely girlfriend, Taryn, are part of our Tuesday trivia
yes.
group because there's mutual connections. Mm-hmm. My roommate is dating their best friend.
Yeah.
So it's been like the best time ever getting to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I started gaming with my roommate's girlfriend, and then I started gaming with her friends, mm-hmm. and then their friends, and
yeah.
it just kept snowballing, and now I am an LA lesbian.
Meanwhile, I'm here just trying to push a board game, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I have no new friends. Come out of this with no new
Here's
friends,
the thing.
And just
I'll
more
make a
board
deal
games.
With you. If
okay.
you can get a PlayStation 5, I might introduce you to the gaming lesbians.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I don't know how to play the games.
That's okay.
So I'm
Neither do I. We're really bad. The one thing about gaming, and I know I talk negatively about the gaming community recently with the whole sus issue.
Yeah.
But the one thing about gaming in a panorama, Pandera, whatever you called it, Panico, is that it is really nice because usually when I was gaming, I would feel like I'm a recluse, like a little hermit.
Oh, a recluse.
Oh,
my God. It's happened.
Do I have one?
Oh, my God. You have one. Oh, my God. This makes my heart so happy because I always say
okay,
things
wrong. Okay, pedestal.
And you just said a recluse instead of a recluse. Okay. No, that was, you know what? That was a full circle moment. It's bringing a tear to my eye
okay.
because
well,
all the listeners know usually I put the wrong punch on the wrong syllable. And
yeah,
today we
tofu.
Found one for Sean.
Tofu.
Had a stool.
Anyway, so I feel like a recluse. No.
A recluse in your words.
But in a Panago,
yeah,
it's nice because I'm doing something that I would do on a regular night. I'm
right.
gaming, but I'm talking to people. So for once, it feels
right.
like instead of me maybe not hanging out with people in mm-hmm. person because I'm gaming,
right.
I'm doing something that is more attached to people than I can be. currently. Okay,
we get it. You're part of the popular
lesbian. I'm an LA lesbian and you're jealous. Yeah.
I'm part of the popular lesbians and I'm over here just trying to pitch my board game. The only person who felt bad for me was Camden at the end of the trivia. She still laughed. But she did give me acknowledgement of my pain as everyone was leaving as I was trying to continue the fun.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. I'm glad we got through that.
Perfect. Yeah.
I needed to get that out.
Your jealousy is astounding.
Yeah. I just, you know, sometimes the best way through is communication.
Yes.
And I just needed you to know that I can't stand you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You didn't need to communicate that. I already got it. So.
Okay. But before we get into our episode today, I need to ask you, wherever you're listening or... Yeah, that's all you can do for this podcast. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. And you can also check us out on Instagram personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And at I Can Explain Podcast. I almost got through this time. At I Can Explain...
Okay.
I'm having some
recluse is seeming a little bit better now.
Revenge is best served with words you cannot pronounce.
Absolutely.
At I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram. You can click the link in the bio. There's information on our Patreon, our merch, and we just want to say a huge thank you to our patrons. We were really excited that this past week we posted our first bonus episode. So if you become a patron today, there's already an episode for you to go listen to. There's going to be many more where that came from, and you get access to all of them for as little as $2 a month. But a huge shout out to some really extra special Gabers, Aiden, Olivia, Amanda, Becky, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much for your generosity. And to all our patrons, we appreciate you. Oh!
Oh, TikTok. Jesus Christ. Was that really loud? You constantly forget that I'm wearing headphones. It's really, really horrific.
I just get to be over here in my, like, free world.
Yeah.
And you have all the tech going on. Yeah. Just how I like it. Ed, I Can Explain Podcasts on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We're doing things over there. They're not good things necessarily, but there's
things. Things are happening. Yeah. Terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, we're doing some things.
So, changes. We received two Instagram DMs recently on something that we hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
And this is something that genuinely sparked... a strong conversation between us, and I will preface this in saying that it doesn't really matter what the conversation between us is, because we cannot give a valid opinion on this.
Yeah.
So we were made aware that an episode of ours in 2018, Gamus, and I'm sure there are other episodes that we've mentioned him, we referred to Elliot Page by his dead name.
Yeah.
And his dead pronouns.
Yeah.
And... it sparked a conversation in us because we genuinely, and this, both DMs were so sweet and just saying basically, hey, I just wanted you to
be aware of this.
Be aware of this. It doesn't make me uneasy, but it could make someone uneasy.
Yeah.
And it's something that I genuinely, first of all, probably don't have a valid opinion on because it's something that doesn't directly relate to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something that I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
I don't know how to approach it because I feel similarly, except that was, I feel like a bad mistake on my part. I feel similarly when I misgendered somebody years ago at this point, I think, that the only person on this podcast that I ever want to make uncomfortable is you. You know?
Yep.
Like, our whole thing is like, being assholes to each other.
Yeah.
But I hope that everyone else feels like they are the part of the community that they can also hate on Brie. You know?
Yeah,
like, totally. I feel like that's kind of our vibe. We're just friends. We play off each other. We insult each other. That's all that. But when it comes to something that could actually make somebody uncomfortable and uneasy...
Not the goal.
Never the goal. And I hope that people know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to approach
it. Yeah, I think...
it.
Here's the thing. We read those DMs, and then we had a conversation with each other.
Which, sorry.
Yeah.
if there's anything ever like this,
please DM us. Oh, yeah, we appreciate
like,
it.
We are always in a place that we're wanting to like learn and make everybody the most comfortable that we can. So please, literally anything.
Yeah, DM us. So I think that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, is that with this podcast, we are excited enough to have been doing this for literal years now. But anytime you do anything for years, there's going to be changes.
Yeah.
Both with people, with the truths that are out there to the public, with, you know, a lot of people, they believe that their gender or sexuality is fluid. So that changes for them, with things that we've learned about culture, about LGBTQ+, about, you know, learnings just this year from Black, Indigenous, people of color that have taught us so much and given that emotional energy for us to take in and grow as people. So anytime you do something for years, I would hope you change.
Yeah.
Right? It would be pretty fucking sad if Sean and I had done this for day one and not learned anything or not changed our opinions on anything. But with that, this is our struggle. And this is the conversation we had. And we thought, why don't we just bring this to the podcast? Because if we are talking about this and we can't figure out how to navigate this, this might be something common that other people are adjusting to in their lives or have noticed in media before, or in their friend groups and not know how to navigate it either. So let's just start this by saying we still don't know the answer. This podcast, this episode is going to be a conversation about how do we maybe get there? And I'm hoping that a lot of you might have feedback for us over on Instagram with suggestions.
Totally. I think this, hoping that people feel free to DM us with anything, this is even more an invitation for that.
Yeah. Because, let's continue that.
Yeah. Because this situation specifically, Elliot Page now is living his authentic truth.
Yeah.
Living as his authentic self. And for somebody, say, going back through our episodes, going to 2018, they have the history of this. They understand, you know, where that was. But one of the issues with media and podcasts and things like that is somebody could listen to this out of chronological order or listen to this and think that maybe that episode is one of our current episodes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do we delete the episode? Is that the answer? Do we not delete the episode? It's something, we don't have the answer to.
Yeah, and I think this is where we get stuck. So let's take it back to, we received these DMs, okay? And I think this is a very standout moment of change because it was so widely publicized on social media, on media in general. I would argue that if you listen chronologically to our episodes from 2018, there would probably be a lot of things, if you had a notepad out, that have since changed.
Yeah.
Whether it's people's truth that's out there to the public or opinions that we might have contradicted ourselves on now.
Yeah.
So here's where the kind of like, what do we do lies is with any form of media, whether it's past articles, podcasts, YouTube videos, blog posts. I think this is becoming a more and more prevalent issue and a conversation that needs to be had because we've talked about how social media has changed so many things. And even going back 10 years ago, there for most people wouldn't be literally your history documented in social media.
Yeah.
I've thought about it in an interesting way, how, you know, my mom and my dad, maybe they have some photos of themselves that they can show me when they were a teenager or when they were 20-something. And they have, like, maybe one photo album that I can look through and try and get a sense by looking at photos of who they were. It's fun to look at their style, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But my kids one day could literally watch, like, 800 vlogs of me on YouTube.
Jesus, and those poor bastards.
Poor children. Oh my God. Or like my TikToks, right? Like,
fuck.
It only gets worse for those kids.
You're like, speaking of terrible, they could also watch my TikToks.
But you know what I mean? Like, or even like Twitter posts. Like, they could literally be like, I want to see every vacation mom had in 2016.
Yeah.
And they could go to my YouTube channel and they could watch it all. And that's a newer thing that's going to come up. And with that, when changes happen publicly with people living their truth publicly, such as Elliot Page, he has made such a brave stance for so many other people. And we don't want to discredit that. But at the same time, like, if we delete that one episode, it's not solving the problem of media. Yeah. We would have to consistently be listening to all 120 episodes to check for things that are no longer reality.
Yeah, which, once again, we don't have the answer. That is something that question. Maybe we should be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah. What's the, and that's when it gets to the point where it's, maybe that is something we should be doing. Yeah. But at the same time, if we're both being honest with each other, we don't have the capacity to do that.
Right.
There's no way for us to, would we love to? Yeah. But A, once a podcast episode's up, we can't edit it once it's already up. And B, I feel like if you went back and combed through every episode we've ever had, especially ones from a couple of years ago, especially in such a dynamic topic that is queer experience, we're constantly given new information. We're constantly changing our minds. People are constantly coming out in different ways that maybe they had come out before. I mean, I've actively talked on this podcast about how for the first year I was out as bisexual.
Yeah.
And if I had, you know, jumped on a video as a collaborator on someone's YouTube channel, I would have said I was bisexual. In the same way that I told my
friends
that.
We've had people on this podcast that...
That's true. That's another great example, yeah. Right? So, like, and as we discussed this, we more and more things were popping up. We had someone on this podcast coming and speaking about their bisexual experience that is no longer their truth.
Yeah.
And we had another example more recently is Sarah Schauer. Sarah Schauer is a friend of mine, love her, respect her, but since talking about her on this podcast, she was initially out as bisexual and has now re-come out as lesbian, as in a similar progression as I had.
Yeah.
So it gets to that point. Where do you draw the line? Do we go back and any time that someone has not changed their truth? I want to be careful with my language there.
No.
But whether it's for them internally change their truth or just publicly letting us know what their true self is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, if, maybe changes is not the right.
I don't know. Like, it's hard because it's changes to us and
yeah.
It's not always changes to them. It's
yeah.
just that maybe they were.
Maybe the way of expressing it has
is
changed.
Different, right?
Yeah.
And I just think that's where I struggle with it because my initial reaction, let's just be honest here, right? Like, this is, I think it's more beneficial us sitting here being honest about our mental process through this.
When have we not been,
right?
Hauntingly honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's what's going to create changes, opposed to us coming on here and trying to be really PC and perfect and not get anything wrong, because I don't think that's going to help anybody.
Yeah.
And my honest reaction when I first got those DMs was, okay, just delete the episode.
Yeah.
And then my thought was, okay, we just delete that episode. Then what do? Do we say, oh, right, I just remembered about Sarah. We got to delete that. Oh, I just remembered about a guest we had right when we started our podcast. They are no longer identifying that way. Do we delete that?
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, my God, my YouTube channel. I have fucking probably 20 videos on my YouTube channel with past collaborators that no longer identify and are speaking in a different way about themselves. Do I go
yeah.
and delete all those videos? It would just be TikToks. Like, you start thinking tweets where you're referring to people in certain ways. And I think something that is so wonderful and powerful about our community, at least I hope a lot of it, is that we are totally gung-ho to take on someone's truth as they tell us it changes, and we will do that every time. As someone tells us their truth, that's their truth, and we are going to respect that fully. But when it comes to the historical archives of social media, how is it possible to go back and erase that?
Right.
And that's where I get stuck because, like you said, we get a lot of new listeners and we have those DMs all the time of people being like, oh my gosh, just found your podcast. I'm binging from episode one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that worries me because I'm like, ooh, binging from episode one, there might be things there that are no longer relevant.
Yeah.
Or no longer true. But then at the same time, I'm like, we might have to delete half of our fucking episodes.
Might be for the better.
It might be for the better.
Yeah.
But I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think that's what we're trying to discuss.
And, like, we're sitting here in as much as our truth as possible, mm-hmm. that we are two white cis people. Mm-hmm. So our perspective is inherently yeah. skewed.
Yeah.
We do not have the understanding that other people may have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the beauty, like the genuine beauty of our community, of the queer yeah. community, is how we are constantly evolving.
Yes.
Like, that is one of the best things yeah. about the queer community. We totally. Are constantly evolving. Terminology is progressing, you know, mm-hmm. Like, public understanding, that sounds like it's like a PR stunt, but, oh, yeah. you know, everything is evolving and progressing, and we are trying to make everybody as comfortable as possible, mm-hmm. which I adore.
Yeah.
Like, that, I think, is genuinely probably the best thing about our community.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that is also sometimes where this, once again, problem sounds not like the right words.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think people listening know what we mean. We're not saying it's like a problem for us. Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah.
It's like, it's something that we would genuinely like to have a genuine solution to.
Totally.
But we don't know how to have the capacity to have that solution.
Yeah.
In the same way, and I would love if anyone wants to absolutely gift us with the emotional energy that does not identify as cis, I would love if you slid into our DMs. Again, an absolute gift if you're there to give it.
Yeah, we are not choosing to take your time if you no. don't have the emotional capacity for that.
Absolutely.
Because I do not blame you. We are so exhausting.
So exhausting. But even like a quick note of like, how do you deal with, in this new age of everything being documented, that yeah. maybe isn't your truth? And in the same way, especially someone who's in the public eye, like Elliot Page, you think back to, you know, movie credits, you think back to interviews. How many interviews has he done in his life? A bazillion?
Yeah.
And like, those are all archived. Those are all replays on TV. Those are all YouTubeable. You know, there's no way to clear that. And I'm not saying that that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to. I just don't know the answer. I don't know if by clearing it in some weird way, and not in the sense of someone's truth changes, but even like when it comes to our opinions changing, if we went back and cleared that, is that inauthentic? Because people aren't seeing like our mental journey
progression,
and yeah. progression through this podcast. Like, it would almost feel like inauthentic to me. Like, I'm going back and trying to like cover things up.
Yeah.
And nothing in particular stands out to me, but I would imagine if I went back and listened.
Hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title
and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Into 2018, I'd be like, oh, I sound weird when talking about that topic. That's not what I think now.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a very real example of this, which came after we got this DM.
Yeah.
I never use Facebook.
Yeah.
Never. Never use Facebook. I literally use it for Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
That's, and I think you can have Facebook Messenger without Facebook
can
now.
Can you?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I think you can, like, kill your Facebook
right
without.
Off.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I got, I don't know if it was a memory or something, or I was going through my photos. I don't know exactly how it happened, but I was going through old photos and I found a photo that I posted in, oh God, I can't do math. I think I figured out that I was like 14.
Right.
And it was something that I was, I don't know, going on a trip somewhere, or I don't know what the exact situation was. And I was referring, and this is me 100% calling myself out.
Yeah.
We don't avoid that.
That's not what we do around here.
We
don't
do not avoid
that.
It. Yeah, we just jump right into it. And I referred to a train station that I was waiting in as ghetto.
Okay. Yeah.
And as a 14-year-old, did I have any understanding of the importance and, like,
the potential damage of using that word?
Not at all.
No.
Not at, and reading that as my 27-year-old self, I was like, whoa, I would never use that, especially I was using it in a derogatory sense, absolutely. I was like, whoa, I would never, I would never say that.
Yeah.
And I am quite, you know, thankful that I think that's honestly genuinely one of the worst things I've posted on social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, whoa, I would never use that word in that sense. Oh, I probably would never use that word currently at all. I didn't understand the history of it. I didn't understand the importance of it. I didn't, you know, I didn't have the emotional or mental capacity to understand the layers and depths using language like that had.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is a situation that I feel, you know, similarly about. It's just like things change, your understanding grows, you progress, and I don't know.
Yeah. And I would agree with you. Like, I think, and that's part of the thing with, like, making content.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard because you somehow, if you don't post on social media, If you're a, what did you say? A recluse.
Oh, God.
A recluse.
Yeah.
And you don't post on social media and you don't make content. Like, I think a big part of what we're doing here is we're having a lot of fun. We want to make this a safe space, but we also hope that in some way this adds to representation or is relatable or makes people feel like they're included in the community or they can get something from this.
Yeah.
Something from all of our mistakes or our experience, whatever you want to say about it. So is that all fantastic? Yes. But would it be easier to live your life never speaking out about anything that is forever on the internet?
Absolutely.
And never posting and never documenting anything, because then when you grow, there's no receipts.
Yeah.
That's not the way we're living. Like, we're living in a way that we're going to try our best every day. We're going to grow and then we're going to change it.
Yep.
We're going to do better. Right. And that growth is so important to both of us. We constantly check each other on it. And, I don't know how that's going to look in the space over the next 10 years.
Right.
Because I think it is a newer issue to a certain extent.
Right.
For example, I was talking to Julia about this and trying to see if she had any insight. Julia's my girlfriend. And she was like, that's really interesting because a few of my friends growing up, they have since I've been around them a lot, come out as trans.
Yeah.
And now I know them as this name, these pronouns, etc. And she said, I would say that it would be really hard to find any documentation of their previous way that they expressed themselves before living their truth. Because my girlfriend is older. So she's in her 30s. She's in her mid-30s. And when she was growing up and she was going to the club and everyone was figuring out their identity and she had these groups of friends that, you know, were all figuring out their place in this world and figuring out what to express and what their truth was, they weren't taking photos and posting them on social media. They weren't making TikToks. They were literally just, which sounds kind of refreshing and nice, just going to the bar and just being at the bar.
With a digital camera.
Literally.
Yes.
And literally, Julia even said that. She's like, if anything, you'd have to, like, find someone's old digital camera, whatever you call it, like media card or whatever. And because I was hoping she would have some sort of insight. She's like, I don't know what to tell you because I think this is just such a, like, a newer thing. And it's obviously elevated in cases like Elliot Page. He is so fucking famous and so talented and known for so many things that obviously when he comes out, it's just an obvious one, right? Like, it's going to stand out on our podcast's history as an obvious thing that is no longer reality.
Yes.
Right? But I would argue that there's probably a ton of them.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a ton of them.
And it was all over Twitter and all over TikTok that some fucking stupid, I think, like, Republican or conservative media outlet posted some chart about the amount of people in the 90s or something that had come out as LGBTQ and then the amount of people in current day and was like, there's clearly something wrong. There's something in the water. We should check the copper levels or something. And it's like, no, the world has progressed. Mm-hmm. People feel more comfortable living their authentic truths.
Yeah.
People feel like they are safer coming out.
Yeah.
So it's like... Nothing's changing in that regard.
Yeah.
The terminology, the understanding, that is what is progressing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's like...
And then with that, it's awesome to see...
Oh, my God.
...the progression.
Once again, it's the best thing.
It's the best thing ever. But with that, we cannot sit here in a LGBTQ-themed topic podcast and say that there's any way for us... to avoid that from happening again.
Yeah.
Because part of what we do on this podcast is talk about pop culture, talk about certain icons we have, talk about what's happening in queer spaces. And a lot of that has to do with referring to some of our favorites that are in the community that we respect for so many different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, a month from now, their pronouns, their truth could be very much different than what we thought it was.
Yeah. And it's something that I probably will never be able to relate to.
No.
And that is where I hope we can be as welcoming as we physically can to any conversation, because it's something that I...
Yeah.
It's a conversation I want to have.
And, you know, I want to say this here, because when Sean and I were having this conversation off of the podcast, I went and tried to, like, see if there was, like, some article. I follow a lot of trans and non-binary YouTubers that, you know, talk about different topics and give their emotional energy and time to creating representation and trying to help cis people do better, basically. And I haven't heard this talked about before.
Right.
I know certain things that I should be doing. For example, not dead naming someone, not using someone's dead pronouns, not referring to someone as their, as what I would consider their past pronouns from what I understood about them.
Yeah.
There's all these things that I have learned and gotten better at and know now, but I still don't know what the answer is, because it's weirdly specific to someone who maybe has a way of documenting someone else's past with media, whether you're a podcaster, or YouTuber, maybe you own a news outlet, maybe you're a journalist, whatever it may be. I don't know that answer. And I would love if there's someone out there that does not identify as cis, that is a podcaster, that is a YouTuber, that is a journalist, to slide into our DMs. And if you create something, if you create this piece of knowledge, let us help promote it.
Absolutely.
Because I would love, whether it's me hosting you on my channel, whether it's you coming on the podcast, whether it's you saying, hey, I created this in my own space, on my own channel, on my own newspaper article. I don't know, anything.
We'll link the fuck out of it as long as it's not just a physical newspaper, because I don't know what I'm not going to scan.
I got a scanner.
You're right.
I got an iPhone. I got a scanner. I'm ready. So if there is someone out there that's like, either I've already made this content, why the fuck did you not find it? I've already answered this fucking question in my perspective. Or, hey, I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Can you help me get this in people's ears? I would love that because, like you've said 800 times, like, we cannot give people this answer. But I think a lot of people, unfortunately, to avoid offending and to try and be, you know, the best people that they can be and progressive with the LGBTQ plus community, don't talk about these sorts of things.
Right.
Because we're not going to sit here and lie and say that, oh, this seemed like a really just fun episode that we're not worried at all about saying the wrong thing. Yeah. Right. I'm sitting here the whole time. Like, I hope what I'm saying is coming off correctly.
I've been shitting this whole time.
Yeah. We're just shitting ourselves. Whole episode.
The closet is a mess.
Because, and I think that's the honest truth. I think a lot of people, when anything new comes up that you're like, wait a second, I haven't thought about this before.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it in a way that's respectful, but it's also important to talk about.
And I mean, we have such a great community you know, the queer community as a whole,
yeah.
But this podcast is such a great community that I hope that this is understood. But I am curious and wanting to learn because I care.
Yes.
And I hope it never comes off any other way, but I want to continuously learn and push myself to be the best friend and ally and, you know, defender and anything you need. That's what I want to be for every person in this community.
Totally. I think let's sum this up by saying we're going to try and do our best. Here's some things privately in conversation that Thong and I thought might be.
Is it weird that you just like, you think, just think me of thongs. And think Thong?
Yeah. I know it is weird. That was like a Freudian slip, yeah. Right? I just like saw you and I thought, the thong, the thong, thong, yeah. Thong. Baby, make your booty count. Okay, sorry. I hate it here.
Doesn't help that I'm wearing like the tiniest shorts right now, too.
Oh, talk dirty to me. Doesn't help that I happen to be wearing the tiniest
little shorts. As you can probably see.
I fucking hate it here. Get just me out of this closet.
Busting out of them.
God, I absolutely need out of this closet. No. So here's some things that before this podcast, Sean and I thought maybe good roots. Okay. And again, please slide into our DMs if you don't think this is a good route, and we will adjust.
And also if you feel like you always have to be somebody that slides into DMs, please do not feel the pressure.
No,
to do
don't.
That.
Like, if that's annoying, exhausting to you, like, don't feel like you have to. Yeah. You don't have to.
Because I don't
want to
ask for your time.
No.
We do not deserve it.
We're not. Yeah. We don't deserve anything.
Like, honestly, though.
No, true. Okay, so we're going to be honest with the fact that could we delete the episode that Elliot is in and referred to? Yes. That would be a really easy yes. Okay. So that's something that we can completely commit to if people think that that's the way to go.
Absolutely.
But can we be honest and also say, or should we be honest and also say that it's going to be nearly impossible, if not impossible, for us to consistently up to date, listen to all of our previous podcast episodes, 100+, and make sure that we are deleting or getting rid of things that currently don't align with reality. I don't think we can commit to that. So with that...
Well, it's also hard because I don't listen to my own content after it's up.
No, we never do.
I listen to it while it's being edited, absolutely, all that. But I hate my own voice.
Well, you also make fun of me. You're like, do you ever listen to our podcast? Like, I don't know what the fuck we're talking
about. Yeah, I listen to it more than you.
I leave this closet and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what just happened?
That?
Yeah. So, and it's just like impossible. No one has, that would literally be like 120 hours every week to check in with.
Yeah.
We don't even remember what people we talked about. Like, it would be impossible. So that's just an honest answer. I would love to say that we could commit to that. We can't. Honestly. So here's some other things that we thought of that might be good. If someone is listening to our podcast out of chronological order, or you're new to a new listener and you just found something in a posted episode, you could DM us and let us know, and then we could either remove it or speak to it. So we could say in our next episode, hey, in reference to episode 67, want to acknowledge this.
Yeah.
Sean and I thought about that because we thought maybe that's a good thing to do, maybe to bring it up and acknowledge it and acknowledge that it's been changed.
It's also hard because this, I guess, speaks to transparency on this issue, specifically to our podcast.
Yeah.
We switched podcast providers.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
A year, 30
episodes ago? Yeah. 40 episodes ago. So there are, I don't even know if we can edit the audio of the ones that are on the new provider, but the ones that were before it, I do not have access to the actual audio.
Yeah, because so
if I was able to edit it, I think that would, you know, avoid this a little bit because I could
just remove that chunk.
Or, you know, speak to it in the audio
of the episode.
Yes. But we can edit descriptions. We can add, you know.
Yeah, we can add a note in description.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the thing. We're speaking with you here.
We're snowballing.
Yeah. So maybe there's a way. Here's the thing. Maybe by bringing it up in every episode, if people mention it, like we're doing this episode, is that triggering? Is that more of an issue that we're placing reference to the episode? And my thought is that,
and
like,
drawing
attention to it.
Or people that haven't listened to that, now
they're going to go back and listen to what we spoke about, and maybe that's going to be triggering for people, or it's going to put an increased amount of listens on a certain thing, and then certain providers are going to push that episode when it's archaic.
Yeah.
I worry about that. So maybe, like Sean said, instead, when we get reference to this, we go back to the descriptions of those episodes and we adjust and say, edit, we acknowledge XYZ and this is what we said wrong, or this is what's not the truth or whatever. And then when people find those episodes, just naturally, there is that correction on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And I wish I had a answer, and I wish we had the capacity to do better in the sense of our past episodes.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. Like, how do major media outlets handle this? How do they go back through all of their past, you know, when you Google something about someone, 800 articles are going to come up. Google images, a million. If you Google image my name, okay?
Never.
I check like a couple times a day, casually, you know, just to casually see, what's going on. If you go to, I'm sure in my Google images, somewhere in there will be a picture of me and my boyfriend from past history, high school. My thought is then, okay, is that his privacy? Is that, you know, should I be trying to, you can't control the internet.
Yeah.
You can't. Once things are out there or stated a certain way or articles are out there, it's impossible to reverse, which is actually a really good learning note for maybe some of our younger listeners listening. If you get that gut feeling when you're about to post a TikTok or you're about to send a certain photo, or you're about to say something online, listen to your gut and don't, and really think about what you're putting out there. Be conscious about it, because truly, we can delete all we want. The internet's its own monster. It's out there, right? So that's our thing. We can't combat the concrete nature of the internet. It's written in stone in a certain sense once you put anything online. How can we do better to make people not feel like we're completely disregarding it is our question moving forward.
And I don't know if us drawing attention to this is also triggering.
This whole episode could be wrong.
Yeah.
It could be wrong in general that we did it. But at the bottom line, I think we'll round out this episode by saying we're going to leave it there because we don't have the answers and we cannot tell you how we are going to deal with this moving forward yet because we don't know.
Yeah.
But know that we are working on it. We are discussing it. It's something that we're taking seriously. And I want to say a huge thank you, not only to these two people that messaged us, but everyone previously that has messaged us, for anything in our podcast that made you feel uncomfortable that we could learn from. Thank you for taking that time that you didn't have to give and that emotional energy, because we appreciate you.
I love this community once again as a whole and podcast specific.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do our best and we want to be there for you like you've been there for us, if that makes sense.
I think that's the cool thing about this podcast. It really feels like collaborative in a sense with the community that we have, because we do read all your DMs. And, you know, on the Patreon, we have folks that we talk to, and it feels nice because it's not like we're just putting stuff out there and you're hearing our opinions. We get to hear your opinions back. We get to hear about what's going on in your life. And that has taught us so much by doing this podcast, even just with each other. Like, I've learned so much from you about your experiences and your perspectives. And you've learned absolutely nothing.
Just nothing. How to avoid being a TikToker.
So on that note, we're taking it seriously. We appreciate you. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Feel free to share this with your friends. Feel free to DM us anytime. And we love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for teaching us.
Yeah.
What a cool thing to experience. And until next time, we will see you around the gay neighborhood.